I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. What is up, Wisconsin and beyond? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope your week is starting off with a bang, a good bang. That is certainly the markets banging, clanging, and falling again today. Markets will be closing on the East Coast here in about an hour. We'll keep you updated as to what today's fluctuations are. When those finals numbers hit about halfway through this show this afternoon, we got great guests for you today at 2:30. I'm going to be joined by Bill Keaton. He's the Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health. He's spent the last 20 years of his career helping Vivint grow into the second largest provider of HIV prevention, care, and treatment services in the nation. This is important because Donald Trump's unthinking, haphazard, cruelty by chaos cuts to the Centers for Disease Control also are resulting in devastating cuts to the CDC's HIV prevention division. We're going to talk to Mr. Keaton about that at 2:30. And at 3 p.m., we'll finally have back on the show one of our great guests from the Centers for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to be talking about tariffs as the bloodletting continues in global markets today. We'll be joined by Emily Gee. She is the Senior Vice President of Inclusive Growth at 3 p.m. But let's start today off talking about two things. One, did you go to a hands-off protest? I went to the one in downtown Milwaukee, which was fabulous, absolutely packed. My guesstimation is that there were easily over 5,000 people there. I've been to a number of protests over the years. This one stood out. Not a rally for a particular candidate, right? Not something that had some splashy headline singer or politician. This was incredibly, you know, from the ground up, grassroots mobilization. Somewhere north of 1,200 of these hands-off protests occurred across the country. I'm seeing estimates of north of 2, maybe 3 million people this past Saturday stood up and said, cruelty through chaos and incompetence is not what I voted for. We do not support this president's actions. Were you there? What did you think? What was the vibe if you checked out one of these protests? 855-752-4842. And regardless of whether or not you were there or not, here's my question. Do the protests make any difference? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. My folks, I talk about them all the time on the show. They're in their 80s. They are fortunate enough to be in Tucson, Arizona right now, escaping the cold for a wee bit of time. My 80-year-old parents, 80-plus-year-old folks made signs, hands off Medicaid, hands off Social Security, and went out in nearly 90-degree heat in downtown Tucson for 3 hours, stood and held their signs to protest what this president is doing. I think when you're starting to see the 80-year-olds braving the heat, you know it is for real. My parents said there were thousands out in Tucson. They were getting horn honking, lots of cheers and support. It was an incredible turnout in downtown Tucson. What did you think of the hands-off protests? Were you there? Regardless of whether or not you were there, do you think they make a difference? Will they start sending a message to Donald Trump and our billionaire overlord Elon Musk that we do not want cruelty through incompetence and chaos, that we don't want economic pain that Donald Trump said nothing about during the campaign because he can't figure out what the point of his tariff policy is? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can join us via phone or text. You can always go get the Civic Media app wherever you get your app stores. It's free. That's got a little button after you select your favorite station. I come to you from 5:40 a.m. WAUK every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Got one of my favorite texters, Steve from Milwaukee, on the text line texting a photo of the world economy as an airplane nosediving. Estimates are some $9+ trillion in value being lost. Here's the subsidiary question. Roughly less than half of Americans actually own some stock or equity or are invested in the markets in a meaningful way. So does this matter? Does the tanking of the economy matter right now? Or are people like, oh, well, maybe eggs will get cheaper. I keep waiting for them. I mean, I recollect back to when Donald Trump had just got elected. I had a bunch of my conservative friends telling me how great everything was going to be, how rich we were all going to be, how cheap everything was going to be. How's that going for you? I heard someone the week before Donald Trump's inauguration said to me, I'm going to wait until after he's sworn in to go buy my gasoline and go to the grocery store because everything is going to be cheaper. No understanding of how any of that actually works. How is that going for people? 855-752-4842. Join us on the phone or text lines. Remember, if you are a new caller, please do let Cal know he's answering the phones for me today. New callers, women, vets, conservatives, you go to the front of the caller line. Let's hop right in here. The water is warm, everybody. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Ben from West Bend. Did you go to one of the hands-off protests? What did you think? And regardless, do the protests matter at all?
I went to one in West Bend for a little bit. It was like maybe 30, 40 people. You know, it was a lot for West Bend. You know, it's very.
I was going to say for West Bend, I'm going to give that an A plus.
Yeah. The other hand, though, you know, I think it's going to rattle a lot of cages. The people that we voted that the Republican, it seems like this vicious cycle we're in again. You know. From Fairless Bureau's Day Off, you know, we heard that, you know, it's just like this constant vicious cycle. You get Dems in to fix it, and then we vote in Republicans to screw it all up again. It's tiring. And I think this is what people need to realize.
Yeah, Ben, I hear you. I had this exact conversation with a friend of mine. I've asked various guests on the show this from time to time. Doesn't it seem like there is a pattern? Democrats come in, we do the responsible thing. You know, we get the economy going. We cleaned it up after Joe Biden took over in 2020, helped bring the American economy back, roaring, the best, the envy of the world. Donald Trump comes in, breaks it again, and then a Democrat will come back in and fix it again. And then the Republicans and MAGAs will take credit for the good things about it, slam the heck out of the Democrat for the things that aren't working well for the middle class, and then break it all over again, and largely break it. When I say break it, I mean break it to the pain of the middle class and working people, but break it in a way that often results in massive payouts, massive wealth being again sucked up by the top 0.001%. What is the deal with that? Why is this acceptable? We got Diane, a new caller. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Diane. What do you have to say? Did you go to one of these protests? And regardless, what do they make any difference?
Absolutely. I'm 74 years old. I went to my first protest over the weekend here in Madison. I was just so impressed with everyone. We were respectful. We were loving. No violence, not a hint of violence. The cops were in their cars only because they were, you know, blocking off streets so we could, you know, walk down the streets. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if this is happening everywhere. And it, from all I could hear, except for one little incident, I think somewhere in Indianapolis or whatever, we were all civil. And that's, I don't know. I just was so excited to be there. And I don't know if it's going to have an effect, but I hope it does. And I don't think we're done yet. Aren't there going to be more marchings, more hands-off marches?
Yes, I've been hearing that, Diane. Thank you so much for calling us anew. Please do call back. That's Diane out of Madison. You two can join this fine program, 855-752-4842. We got some callers lined up. We're going to get to those. Wanted to share a new texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Doesn't bother him one bit. Probably doesn't bother his cult either. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here. The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered. Can't be bothered. You would think, you know, I watched some of the Sunday talk shows. I thought, okay, if I'm in the White House, if I want to give him any credit at all, what I'm going to do this weekend is dispatch the Scott Bessents, the Howard Lutnicks, the Peter Navarros. I'm going to call up CEOs that are on Team Tariff Trump, the terror of that, ripping apart the middle class, that at least we can get everybody on message, tell everybody what the point of this is, and tell everybody what the plan is. Did that happen on the Sunday talk shows? It most certainly did not. The three guys, like his trading advisor, the head of the Treasury, and I'm forgetting what the heck Lutnick's official job is, but like Navarro, Bessent, and Lutnick, the three of them every other day, they don't even say the same thing when interviewed. Bessent asked, hey, are these tariffs permanent? Should businesses just assume that these are going to be in place for a long time, or is this negotiating tactic? I don't know. Lutnick asked the same question. Navarro asked the same question. Oh, no, these are permanent. You should plan a... They don't even know which hymnal to be singing from. Nobody knows the point, even the people in the president's inner circle. If you are on the line, stay there. Join us via phone or text line 855-752-4842. Were you at the hands-off protest? Do you think they're going to make a difference? We discuss here, is there a plan? What is the plan? What is it going to mean for you and your family? We continue this great discussion on the other side, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.